This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, in a lot of the darting across Connecticut's we've done, and I'll talk a little bit more later this morning. A week from today, we're going to be at Drago's Kitchen in Granby, and very much looking forward to it. But we go to these towns, and you know, we talk about a lot of town government issues, and we've run into a lot of situations where the volunteerism culture is struggling a little bit. And so you see that hurt with emergency services and the fire departments and the political process. And a lot of the municipal leaders, I got to tell you, I found them to be incredibly engaging and incredibly talented. And then I'm like, well, why didn't you run for larger office? And they're like, I like it in my town. And then you talk about all these some of these municipal races go with unopposed. I mean, that's not the process. You want to have some competitive government that makes people more accountable and makes for better leadership. And I think there's some people in the political realm who recognize that and are trying to do something about it. And the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities has got something going where they're trying to get more people involved. And I want to welcome in Danielle Wong, who's the mayor of Bloomfield here on Bryan & Company. Good morning, Ms. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming up. First of all, you know, we had this conversation with Manchester maybe earlier this week or last week because, you know, this story about they might go from being a town to a city. I always thought if you had a mayor, you were a city, but it's not true. And it's true. The same is the case for Bloomfield, right? It's a council manager system with a mayor, but it's a town.
Correct. So essentially, I am the chair of a board of directors, and we have a CEO, a city manager or town manager.
Got it. Okay. There's no desire or movement to change that. You guys like what you have.
We do. We like this form of government. Studies show time and time again that it works best for towns and cities across, with the exception, of course, of those bigger cities like Hartford and Bridgeport and New Haven.
You know, we'll get to representation matters in a second. I want to hear all about it. But could you tell your journey into public service?
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Bloomfield. I am the daughter of two beautiful Jamaican immigrants. And, you know, I went down south for school, came back up, and coaching my daughter's soccer team, I was approached to run for the library board of trustees. Essentially, one thing led to another. I was able to get on a town council slate. One term later, I was able to, again, be on the town council with my colleagues on council voting me in as their leader, their mayor. So I am finishing up my second term as mayor, but three terms total on the town council here in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
So what made you say yes?
You know, on average, women have to be asked between 9 and 13 times before they decide to run, right? We're a little indecisive here. But I love my town, and I was able to offer a different side of skill set. We needed a different we needed a diversity of different age groups, different thought leaders, and it was just a really good opportunity to engage new people. And I think that was really at the basis of the party really engaging different people to run for office on various levels.
And so you have a professional career outside of your town service, correct?
I do. I have a full-time job. Yes, I'm dropping my daughter off shortly. She's in the car with me, and then I head to work.
Hi. Good morning. I'm sure your radio is down. We're talking with Danielle Wong, who is the mayor of Bloomfield. Okay, as part of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, you'll do a second one, but you're doing this Representation Matters tomorrow. Just sort of explain what it is.
Yeah, so CCM, or Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, if you are in a town or city around Connecticut, Greater Hartford area, chances are your town and city is a part of this professional association. So CCM has partnered with the Yale Campaign School to conduct this Representation Matters. This is a free two-day virtual training that encourages and empowers racially diverse candidates to run for public office or to serve on boards and commissions, because we believe our government should be representative of the people that serve. So we are excited. This is my third year in a row. I am on the March 8th panel along with two other amazing mayors. And so you can join us on March 1st, which is the Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And March 8th, again, those same hours, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And you can visit ccmcares.com for more information and to sign up. This is such a critical free event to kind of engage people that are just wanting more information on how to dive in and serve their community.
Yeah, I mean, in general, regardless of race, gender, ethnicity, I mean, there's representation in general. We need more people involved generally, and obviously we want to have the diversity. You said how many years have you been doing this?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is my 6th year of volunteering to serve my community and the Greater Hartford area and the state of Connecticut, and I couldn't be more honored to be here. And what's interesting about this is not too long ago, I was the only Black woman mayor that served in the entire state of Connecticut, and I'm so proud to say that that is no longer the case. So, you know, shout out to East Hartford Mayor Connor Martin, shout out to Windsor Mayor Nichette Black-Burke. You know, we are moving the needle, and we are moving the needle on different people of color serving, like, those gentlemen that I will be on the panel with, Mayor Arunan Aralampalam from Hartford, and Mayor Alves from Danbury. So we are full steam ahead. This is a nonpartisan event. You don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be Republican to engage and understand how to serve your community.
And where do people go again if they are interested in registering? Because there's no sort of limit to how many people can register. It's not like it's going to fill up because it's virtual, correct?
Correct. So please visit ccmcares.com to sign up for this amazing free two-day event.
Awesome. Well, and that's tomorrow, and then again on March 8th. We're talking with Danielle Wong, mayor of Bloomfield, here on Brian and Company. Can I just Bloomfield questions really quickly?
Sure.
We'll be in your town at some point. As you know, I throw a dart at a map, and wherever it lands, we go to that town, and we hunker down at a greasy spoon and talk to everybody in the town, and it's been really fun. What's going well in Bloomfield?
Oh, man, we are heavy into our economic development plan. It's going to be super exciting here. We are basically going to roll out a visioning and a plan to redevelop our town center. So if you haven't been to Bloomfield, Connecticut, it's going to be on the map in the state of Connecticut. We are also putting in our application for an All-American City Award with an organization that really puts out accolades for communities that are doing amazing things in their town based off civic engagement. And this year's theme is environmental justice. And so we're absolutely ecstatic about those amazing things. I have a wonderful town council team that has been just moving the needle forward. So I tell you, you know, this summer and this year, you're going to hear some amazing things that are coming out of Bloomfield, Connecticut. So I can't wait to see you and host you.
Yeah, we can't wait. I don't know if it'll be like you got that new, was it TJ's Burrito that's in East Granby. They opened up one in Bloomfield. I drive through Bloomfield all the time because I live in Windsor. Let me ask you this, though. Like, what's challenging? What are the things you're struggling with in the town?
Oh, man. So we have a state-mandated revaluation on property, and it's really, we're heavy into budget season now. So we have to figure out how to pass a balanced budget without shifting the entire burden on our taxpayers, because, as you know, we have a housing crisis here in the state of Connecticut. So people have put more emphasis, and the market has put more value on homes. Mm-hmm. And so that means that taxes are, you know, inevitably going up. So we have a challenge to sit down, crunch some numbers, and really make sure that we keep taxes flat. My goal is always to pass minimal or a decrease in taxes. And I've been fortunate enough between the last 6 years of service to maintain that. But, you know, we do have our residents at the forefront of everything we do. So we have a tough budget season coming up. So it's going to be interesting, but I remain optimistic.
Yeah, home values are up. And and so you got to deal with the mill rate and all that kind of stuff. Listen, Mayor Wong, it's great to meet you. I hope the rest of the ride to school, maybe you're sitting in the parking lot, I don't know. But I hope you have a great day, and we look forward to catching up again.
Appreciate you. Have a great morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you, Mayor Danielle Wong from Bloomfield. And again, if you're interested in that event, it's ccmcares.com.